97.7 1061 WEXT. On the line with me is Peter Allen Lesser. You might remember him as Peter Lesser, the guy who used to wander around the lobby at the Egg when you'd go to a show. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I am still Peter Lesser. I started writing about music after I left the Egg. My first book is coming out on February 10th. Right at the last minute, on a Google search, I realized there was another writer named Peter Lesser who was writing about things that were very scientific. And I certainly didn't want anybody to pick up this book and thinking they were getting a science journal. So I threw my middle name in there. So yeah, it's Peter Allen Lesser, but you know, you can call me Pete.
All right, Pete. So this book, we're going to talk about you becoming a writer. This is so cool. It's called Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop, Santa Monica's legendary music venue. What made you decide to leave the Egg and start writing? Why did you start writing?
McCabe's, I'd heard about McCabe's for many years as a music fan and a concert presenter because they've released a series of albums that were recorded live there. I had actually the very, very first one that was recorded, golly, just about 50 years ago. It's called Norman Blake, Live at McCabe's. And I had that album forever. So I knew about McCabe's and I knew they had other albums. And then when we moved to Santa Monica, I said, hey, we're going to be near our daughters. We're going to be near McCabe's Guitar Shop. As it turned out, we went to their first show that when they reopened after the COVID shutdown. You know, we walked into this place and, you know, it's just really a unique environment. It's a guitar store, a musical instrument store of all kinds, but mostly guitars in front. And then you go in the back and there's a big showroom back there, but they fill it up with chairs. There's a little stage on one end and they've been having concerts there for 50 years. And we kind of soaked in the history and their great concert director, Wayne Griffith, was, you know, talking about the history. And I started, you know, researching it a bit, and it was really intriguing. Kind of looked up to see if I could get a book about McCabe's Guitar Shop. I mean, it was such an institution. And I found that there was no book. And I said, well, you know, this deserves a book. And next thing I knew, long story short again, I wrote it.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're talking with Peter Lesser. Peter's got a book. It's called Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop, Santa Monica's legendary music venue. Now, Peter, as you were digging into the history of McCabe's, and you mentioned the Norman Blake recording, you know, certainly the number of sort of storied musicians who have played on that little stage in that little room is crazy, right? How did you decide sort of what to leave on the cutting room floor? It seems like it would be awfully hard. There are a lot of really great stories, I'm sure.
Well, there are, and that was certainly the biggest challenge. And I realized right off the beginning, again, this place opened in 1958 as a small little guitar repair shop. And then in 1969, they started presenting performances. And one of them was Mike Seeger of the New Lost City Ramblers, a traditional folk group. And in 1969, he found that a concert he was doing with Elizabeth Cotton, who many of you might know, composed the song Freight Train. Their concert at UCLA, it's for whatever reason is unbeknownst to me, but was canceled. And they lacked the funds to get back to the East Coast. They stopped at McCabe's and explained the situation. They said, why don't you do a show here and see if we can raise the bus fare for you? So sure enough, they covered up the windows, put up some workbenches, got on the phones to their loyal customers. And in 2 days running, they had a sold out show, a small shop, obviously. Elizabeth Cotton and Mike Seeger did the first impromptu concert at McCabe's. A lot of these highlights are in the book. But overall, as a writer, I mean, I did write the book, but it's really more of putting together interviews with many people that agreed to be interviewed for the book and letting them tell the story of McCabe's through their own experiences. So with that, it's not the epitome and a grand telling of everything that happened at McCabe's. It's just some highlights. It give you a feel for what the place is like.
Very cool. We're talking with Peter Lesser. The book he's just written is coming out. It's called Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop, Santa Monica's legendary music venue. But it's more than a venue and it's more than a guitar shop. And I think what you've gotten at when what you were just saying is it's really like a community hub and a vibe. And there's just something very special and unique about the place that maybe even transcends both being a guitar shop and being a venue.
Well, it does in many ways. For one, you know, it's been there for so long that, you know, it's just really a place of history. And they really haven't changed the place the way it looks for many years, too. So you really walk in there and it's really, you know, has that mid-century vibe, if you will. But like you said, in addition to being a guitar shop and a guitar repair place and a concert hall, they also give lessons there. And there's a whole chapter in the book about many of the instructors who have been there and the people that they have taught. And the fact that McCabe's is in Southern California, they ended up, you know, giving lessons there to many actors who needed to learn how to play instruments for their different roles. And there are many famous musicians who it hits that so many different levels. And then going back to the recordings, the other thing that they did, the owner of McCabe's, you know, he'd be there during the day. His name was Bob Riskin. Once they started having concerts, you know, one of the reasons they did it was to try to, you know, promote guitar sales. They said, look, people will come through the doors, will see all these guitars on the wall. Hopefully someone will start buying guitars. He said, look, before every show, you know, I want you to announce, you see all these guitars, they're for sale. And on sale this week is this Martin D45 or this Gibson J200, whatever it is. I mean, he certainly came to some of the concerts, but he didn't stay for most of them. He had a family. He was there during the day. So he made sure that the sound engineers at McCabe's recorded every concert simply for the reason that he can make sure that they were plugging the guitar sales. As it turned out, every concert at McCabe's has been recorded. And there's some amazing concerts. Like I said, many of them ended up on albums, but, you know, of course, most of them did not. And now actually that archive is at the University of North Carolina in a special repository there. So if you're ever in North Carolina and you have 1,000 hours, you can listen to various recordings.
It's a very special place. Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop, Santa Monica's legendary music venue. That's the name of the book. Peter Lesser, thank you so much for talking with me about this. Congratulations on this book. Are there going to be more books, do you think?
Yes, there will be more books. Like I said, none of this was planned. One of the reasons I was able to negotiate many of these interviews was thanks to the opportunities I had at both the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall and the Egg Performing Arts Center in the Capital Region. I had formed many alliances with artists and artist managers and booking agents. So I was a known entity to many of the artists who had performed there, which made my job much easier, I think, as far as trying to get some interviews. One of the interviews I did was with Mark O'Connor, who I had formed a long time relationship with way back in the mid 90s at the Troy Music Hall and had commissioned a few works at both venues with him. He played there quite a bit as a young teenage musician when he would be here. He's from Seattle area, but he would come down here to record and he would play with different musicians at McCabe's. His recollections are included in the book as well as some photos. When I shared the book with him, he had recently come out with a memoir of his experiences as a teenage musician, including the McCabe's experiences. And as we got talking, we talked about the possibility of telling the rest of his story. And after he read the draft of the book, he invited me to write the rest of his story.
That sounds exciting. Peter Lesser, the book is called Live at McCabe's Guitar Shop, Santa Monica's legendary music venue. Peter, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about this. Sounds so much fun.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Chris. And I miss you all in the Capital Region, but I don't miss the weather, admittedly.
That sounds great, Peter. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Chris.